The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter Number 9, Texts Number 46 and 47, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on October 19th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Shri Shuku Vacha Attayavang Dito Rajan Sadaram Tridashaya Hari Svamupastana Makanya Prahatana Minanditaha. Shri Shukadev Goswami continued, O King Parikshit, when the demigods offered the Lord their sincere prayers in this way, the Lord listened by His causeless mercy. Being pleased, He then replied to the demigods.
Kodėl Goswami's tęsė, o karalių parašyti, tuomet, kai pūsdėviai paukojo viešpačių savo nuoširdžias maldas, tokiu būdu viešpas klausė juos dėl savo nepriežastinės malonės. Būdamas patenkintas, jisai atsakė pūsdėviam sekančiai.
Text 47. Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Prita.
Prita.
Aham.
Aham.
Va. Sarashrishta
mat
upasthana vinyaya atma aishvarya smriti pumsam
bhakti
cha
eva
yaya mai Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Pritohang Vasara Shrishta.
Pritohang Vasara Shrishta.
Mandupastana Vidyaya.
Mandupastana Vidyaya.
Atmaishvarya Smriti Pungsang.
Atmaishvarya Smriti Pungsang.
Bhaktishchaiva Yayamayi.
Bhaktishchaiva Yayamayi.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Pritohang Vasara Shrishta.
Pritohang Vasara Shrishta.
Mandupastana Vidyaya.
Mandupastana Vidyaya.
Atmaishvarya Smriti Pumsang.
Atmaishvarya Smriti Pumsang.
Bhaktishchaiva Yayamayi.
Bhaktishchaiva Yayamayi.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
Pritta,
Pritta,
pleased,
pleased.
Aham,
Aham,
I,
Va,
of you,
Sarashrishta,
O best of the demigods, Mat
upasthana vidyaya,
by the highly advanced knowledge and prayers offered unto you. Atma aishvarya smriti,
remembrance of the exalted transcendental position
of me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Doing the Lithuanian? Anyway,
Pumsam
of men.
Amen.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Devotional service.
Devotional service.
Cha.
And.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Yaya.
By which.
Mai.
Mai.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O beloved demigods, you have offered your prayers to me with great knowledge, and I am certainly most pleased with you. A person is liberated by such knowledge, and thus he remembers my exalted position, which is above the conditions of material life. Such a devotee is fully purified by offering prayers in full knowledge. This is the source of devotional service unto me. Purport. Another name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Uttama Shloka, which means that he has offered prayers with selected verses. Bhakti means Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing about Lord Vishnu. Impersonalists cannot be purified, for they do not offer personal prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though they sometimes offer prayers, the prayers are not directed toward the Supreme Person. Impersonalists sometimes show their incomplete knowledge by addressing the Lord as being nameless. They are always offer prayers indirectly, saying, "You are this, you are that," but they do not know to whom they are praying. A devotee, however, always offers personal prayers. A devotee says, "Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Govinda, unto Krishna." That is the way to offer prayers. If one continues to offer such personal prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is eligible to become a pure devotee and return home, back to Godhead. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsta. So, Prabhupada is giving us a very nice hint.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
How to become a pure devotee and return home back to Godhead. By continuing to offer personal prayers to the Supreme Lord. Is that difficult? All you have to do is treat God as a person. And pray to him regularly for bhakti. And don't pray for material things. If you do, you're praying to stay in the material world. But if you pray for devotional service, if you offer prayers of worship and surrender to the Lord, by that praying you become more and more and more qualified. In fact, each time you utter a prayer, you become more qualified. It's not that sincere prayers go in vain. Krishna hears every single prayer that every single devotee makes. So you better pray properly. Don't pray for something material. Because that's all. If you pray for something material, that's also noted. So what has been your mood of prayer, that will determine at the time of death your next situation. You see, we have the ability to compose our own prayers or to choose our own prayers. So by composing or choosing your own prayers, you are molding or shaping your own consciousness. Notice that I said compose and choose. A neophyte devotee is actually better. He just takes notable prayers given in the scriptures and recites them. You start composing your own prayers. You better. They have to be in. They have to be pure. That's the point. We have to be careful not to pray for material things. Prayer should not be based on lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy.
They should simply be based on the desire to develop pure love for God. So if you want to compose your own prayers, bear in mind this prayer should be something that will help me. I'm begging for something that will help me achieve pure bhakti. And help me give pure bhakti to others as well. Giving pure bhakti to others also is the way that we get pure bhakti for ourselves. So if one tries to purely give bhakti, pure bhakti to others, that will greatly enhance one's own progress in Krishna consciousness. Actually, that's the easiest way to conquer over the modes of nature within your own heart. Defeat the atheists. Defeat the scientists. Defeat the impersonalists. And you'll be defeating that nonsense within your own heart. Let's see what other points we have here. Another point is this. Krishna is saying that knowledge is offering prayers, and knowledge is the source of devotion.
Krishna sako kad kad maldų su žinojimu išsakymas yra atsidėjimo tarnystės šaltinis.
So the knowledge is very important.
Taigi žinojimas labai svarbu.
We have to pray with knowledge.
Mes turime melstis su pilnu išmanimu.
In other words, if you want to know how to pray properly, you have to have some knowledge that and enables you to pray properly. This is why Srila Prabhupada has taken so much trouble to write so many volumes of books. He's giving us the knowledge we need so we can learn how to pray in a pure way. Krishna is saying that one is liberated by knowledge.
Krishna sako, kad žmogus žinojimo dėka yra išvaduotas.
Does that mean I don't have to surrender? I can just have knowledge? No, it does not mean that. It means when you have knowledge of what is the ultimate goal of life, and you realize there's no other alternative for being happy. Even if I become Brahmaji, or a wealthy businessman, or a rock and roll star, or a politician, I can never be happy. If one has that knowledge, that will give them the impetus or the encouragement or the enthusiasm to surrender to Krishna. So knowledge is very important on the path of bhakti. It helps us focus on developing bhakti and rejecting all other activities.
Tai padeda mums susifokusuoti, kad gauti bhakti ir atmesti pašalinę veiklą.
A devotee is only interested in developing pure devotional service. Everything else loses importance. It loses significance. It doesn't really matter if you think about it. What is the use of doing anything else besides developing pure devotional service? If somebody wants to win the Olympics, they train like anything. They restrict their diet. They hire a personal trainer. And their whole focus is simple, 24 hours a day, their whole focus is to get themselves in shape for the Olympics. So
So, the going back to Godhead, that is the Supreme Olympics. The Supreme Olympic gold medalist to go back to home, back to Godhead. So if you want to achieve that goal, you require a trainer. That is the spiritual master. You require the association of others who are doing the same thing to give you encouragement. That is the devotees of the Lord. You require a special diet. That is Krishna Prasadam. And you require to work out every day. What is that workout? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That's a mental workout. But not only in the mind. Prabhupada said the tongue has to work. So work your tongue. Don't be a lazy tongue. Work your tongue. Work your lips. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, by working out every day, through all varieties of circumstances, I can skip my eating, but I cannot skip my chanting. You see. Every day I must chant at least 16 rounds. And I'm determined that this, my whole life depends on it. And if I don't chant rounds, I'm drinking poison knowingly. That is the determination that one must have. If I don't follow this process, I'm committing suicide. One should have this understanding. One should have this knowledge. And then act accordingly. And then you're going to win. You need a gold medal. The gold medal of pure Krishna Prem will be bestowed upon you. In the Olympics, only one person can win the gold medal in an event. So that Olympics is not very nice. But in this Olympics, everybody can win. Everybody can get that gold medal. Can become a Mahabhagavat, a pure devotee of the Lord, and go back to home, back to Godhead, to enjoy an eternal existence in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His Nitya Siddha devotees, like Radharani, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Jasoda, Shri Dham, Stoka Krishna, etc. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Pusdieviai išsakė maldas, prašydami apsaugoti jos nuo materialaus pavojaus. Ir čia Krišna sako, kad jūs tokias nuostabias maldas ir sakėt, kad to dėka gali gauti bakti. Kaip suderinti, suprasti šis dalykus. Demigods was offering prayers by asking to help from danger. Not for spiritual things, but they asking to help material danger. And here Krishna say, by such nice prayers you pleased me. So how to understand this?
So, we read the other day that one should not, there's the Sakama and Akama. And the devotees, the demigods, I mean to say, were Sakama devotees praying to be relieved from difficulty.
Mes skaitėme, kad yra Sakama ir Akama atsidavusi. Kai Sakama atsidavusi, jie meldžiasi viešpačiu kažko tai prašydami, kad padėtų jos jiems esant pavojuje.
But it's interesting to note that in spite of their desire to be relieved from difficulty,
bet įdomu pastebėti, kad nepaisant jų norą išsivaduoti nuo šių atėjusių sunkumų,
because of their knowledge, they are nicely glorifying Krishna when they pray for this other purpose.
Dėl to, kad jie turi nuostabų žinojimą, jie labai gražiai meldėsi viešpačiui su žinojimu.
So Krishna is seeing the good side.
Taigi Krishna mato gerąją pusę.
That they are praying very authentically describing their position, its condition in this material existence.
Jie meldžiasi labai autentiškai, apibūdindami savo padėtį šioje materialioje egzistencijoje.
They're glorifying Krishna. You're known as Krishna. Your reputation is bright and illuminating.
Jie šlovina viešpatį, kad jūs žinomas kaip Krishna, tavo reputacija yra skaisti.
Because they have proper Vedic knowledge, even though they're praying in difficulty, they're also glorifying the Lord very nicely.
Nors jie turi, dėl to, kad jie turi tinkamą žinojimą, nors meldžiasi viešpačiui sunkumo atveju, bet jie taip pat šlovina viešpatį labai.
So Krishna is taking the good side.
Taigi Krishna priima gerąją pusę.
Any other questions?
Kokių dar turi klausimų?
Esu girdėjęs, kad panaiškina apie šventą vardą, kad užtenka kartu iš tikrųjų šventą vardą, nes jis ateina tiesiai iš dvasinio pasaulio. Tai klausimas,
kam tos maldos, ja?
Kam tos žinios?
Prabhupada said that it's enough only to chant holy name. So why we need this knowledge? Maybe it's enough only to chant.
It's going right.
So Prabhupada said all we have to do is chant. So why do you need knowledge for it? You can just chant. But understanding that all you need to do it to chant, that is knowledge. To say, all you have to do is chant, that is knowledge. It is Vedic wisdom. Haranama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gitea, and Nacha. That is stated in the Brihadnarada Prana. That is knowledge. So if you have knowledge, all I have to do is chant, then very good. Now you have the knowledge, and now you can chant.
Taigi, jeigu jūs turite žinojimą, kad viskas, ką reikia daryti, yra kartuoti, labai gerai, jūs turite žinojimą.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Nadarani.
Norėjau paklausti, kaip atskirti, kas yra materialu ir kas yra nematerialu. Na, šiaip tai, kai žmogus yra labai aukštai lygio, tai jam viskas yra dvasiška, visos materialios energijos, o kai žmogus yra padengtas geismo, tai jisai nesupranta, jam atrodo, kad tai nematerialu, kad dvasiškai iš tikrųjų tai yra materialu.
Kaip tinkamai skirti, kas yra dvasiška, o kas yra materialu, nes dvasiškai pažengęs žmogus, jisai viską mato kaip dvasiška, o nepažengęs atsidavęs gali sumaišyti, palaikyti kažką tai dvasiško, kas iš tiesų yra materialus. How to properly distinguish between spiritual and material? Because some neophyte devotee can take something as spiritual, but it is material.
So how to properly distinguish between material and spiritual? The neophyte devotee may not be able to tell the difference. He may take something as spiritual being material or something, or the vice versa. So how does one make that distinction? Actually, knowledge means to know what is matter, and what is spirit, and who is the controller of both?
Iš tiesų, žinojimas tai reiškia suvokti, kas yra materija, kas yra dvasia ir kas šiuo bejų kontroliuotojas.
So how do we make that clear distinction?
Tad kaip padaryti tinkamą suvokimą?
That's where knowledge is important.
Todėl žinojimas yra svarbus.
That's why the Vedic wisdom is there.
Todėl vedinė išmintis yra čia.
Those things which help you to become more Krishna conscious, they are spiritual.
Tie dalykai, kas padeda jums daugiau tapti Krishna sąmoningu, tai yra dvasiška.
Those things which take away your Krishna consciousness, they are material.
O tie dalykai, kurie sumažina jūsų Krishna sąmonę, tai yra materialu.
There's a very nice verse by Rupa Goswami.
Labai gražus Rupa Goswami posmas yra.
Actually, it is two verses.
Tu posmai.
Atasaktasya vishayan yatarpam api yunjataha nirbandha Krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchate prapanchakitaya bujja hari sambandhi vastanaha mumukshubi puritjago vairagyam bhagyu katyate. A person who sees everything, who accepts everything as being in relationship with Krishna and engages everything in Krishna's service
is properly situated in renunciation.
Žmogus, kuris mato viską susijus su Krishna ir viską panaudoja tarnystėje Krishnai, jisai tinkamai įsitvirtinęs atsižadėjime.
On the other hand, a person who rejects everything, not seeing its relationship with Krishna, is a false renunciate. He is called Pangu Vairagi. So one has to see that actually everything is the energy of Krishna. For a pure devotee, there is nothing material. Because he engages everything in Krishna's service. The pure devotee can engage the entire world in Krishna's service. So the key is, you have to engage things in Krishna's service. If you have some talent, use that for Krishna.
Turi talentą, panaudokit jį Krishna.
If you have some money, spend that for Krishna.
Turit pinigų, išleiskit juos Krishna.
If you have some home, make that a Krishna conscious ashram.
Jeigu turite namus, padarykite tai Krishna sąmonės šventykla.
Whatever you have, use that in Krishna's service.
Kad ir ką turit, panaudokite tai tarnystei Krishna.
This is the real meaning of renunciation.
Tai yra tikras atsižadėjimo prasmė.
Not that I say, oh, I have nothing to do with this material energy, I renounce. There's a story about one man, he walked into the Bank of America. And he said, actually one man came in with a gun, he said, now I'm robbing this bank.
Iš tiesų žmogus atėjo į banką su ginklu, sako, štai dabar apie plėšimas.
That is criminal activity. No, one is not supposed to rob banks.
Tai yra kriminalinė veikla, nereiktų taip daryti.
And another man came in, he said, I renounce this bank.
O kitas žmogus atėjo į banką ir sako, aš atsižadu šito banko.
Is it his bank to renounce?
Ar tai jo bankas, kad jo atsižadėtų?
He's a crazy man, a madman.
Ne, jis pamišėlis.
The first man, he is not good, he's a criminal. The second man also is not good. I renounce this bank. He doesn't own the bank. So someone says, I want nothing to do with this material world, I renounce this material world. Since when did it belong to you that you're even in a position to renounce it? The proper thing is to see that everything is Krishna's property and use it for Krishna. If you use something for sense gratification, that is material. And the same thing and use in Krishna's service, not as spiritual. So that distinction you must see. Am I using this in Krishna's service?
Ar aš tai naudoju tarnystėje Krishnai?
Or am I using it for my sense gratification?
Naudoju savo juslėms.
If you're using it to serve Krishna, then you're properly situated in the spiritual energy.
Jeigu naudojat Krishna, tuomet esate įsitvirtinusi dvasinėje energijoje.
And if you're using it for your sense gratification, you're in Maya.
O jeigu naudojat savo juslėm, jūs esat Maya.
So always see, am I using it for Krishna?
Tad visą laiką reikia stebėti, ar aš tikrai tai naudoju.
That's where we draw the line between matter and spirit. Any other questions?
First question, that if everything depends to Krishna, so who is the owner of cigarettes and alcohol?
Who's the owner of the cigarettes and the alcohol?
If everything depends.
Yes. Bhumi rapa nalo vayu kang muno budare vacha ahankara iti yang me bina krititarashtadha. Krishna says to Arjuna, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. All together, these eight constitute my separated energies.
Krishna sako, o, žuna, žemė, oras, vanduo, eteris, netikras ego ir intelektas, visa tai yra mano atsietusios materialės.
So, you can scientifically analyze.
Moksliškai galim panalizuoti.
Are cigarettes composed of some of these eight elements?
Ar cigaretės sudarytos iš kaip tam tikrų šių aštuonių išvardintų elementų?
Is alcohol composed of these combination of these eight elements?
Ar alkoholį taip pat sudaro šie elementai?
If the answer is yes, then they are the energy of Krishna.
Sakymas taip, ir jie yra Krishnos energijos dalis.
So one can use the energy of Krishna to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Tad galima Krishnos energiją panaudoti tam, kad tobulėti Krishna sąmonėje.
Or one can use the energy of Krishna to go away from Krishna.
Arba naudoti jo energiją tam, kad atitolti nuo jo.
You may say, how is that possible? I can't believe that you could use Krishna to go away from
Krishna.
But that is stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.15. Savasya chaham hridi sannavishto mataksmatir gyanam apohanamcha. Krishna says, I am the source, I am seated in the heart of all living beings, and I am the source of remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness.
Krishna sako, aš esu visų širdyje ir visus šaltinis atminties, žinojimo ir užmaršties.
So, if you want to forget Krishna,
jeigu norit pamiršti Krishna,
he is saying, here, have some cigarette.
Jis sako, štai,
here is some alcohol.
Šiek tiek alkoholio.
He's providing you forgetfulness because you want it.
Jis suteikia jums užmaršti, nes jūs
He is giving it to you.
Jis jums ją suteikia.
Any other questions?
Dar klausimą?
Yeah.
Kas yra netikras ego ir kaip jisai veikia sąmonė, kokios jo apraiškos ir kaip jį pažinti, kaip neturėtų būti ir kaip turėtų būti tada, kas yra tikrasis ego ir kaip jį kultivuoti.
Kas yra netikras ego, kaip atpažinti jį, kaip jis veikia mūsų sąmonė, kaip jis apsireiškia ir...
Ir kaip neturėtų būti, o kaip turėtų būti, kas yra tada tikrasis ego.
Ir kas yra mūsų tikras ego. What does it mean, not real ego?
Not what?
False ego. False ego. How is manifesting?
False ego means, if you think that you're that body, that is false ego. If you are thinking, I am a woman, then you are under the influence of false ego. Or if you're thinking, I am the center of the universe, everything revolves around me, then you're also guilty of false ego. So now do you understand false ego? So kick it out. Any other questions?
Kitas klausimas? There was more.
Oh, another one? She had another part of the question.
Yes.
Okay, what was the other part?
What is real ego?
Real ego is, I am the spirit soul, eternal servant of Krishna. Does that answer everything? So be the eternal servant of Krishna. Don't try to be a woman or a Lithuanian or this or that and... Try to be devotee of Krishna, that is real ego. That will make you happy. Any attempt to be anything that you're not will not satisfy you. You see, our philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it is very simple philosophy. If someone asks you, what is your philosophy? You can tell them, my dear sir, our philosophy is know who you are and be who you are.
Mūsų filosofija paprastai, kas jūsų paklaustų, galite atsakyti. Mūsų filosofija reiškia žinoti, kas esi ir būti, kas esi.
So ego means identity.
Ego reiškia identitetas.
You either have a false identity by misidentifying with matter.
Tad jūs galite save tapatinti su materija.
Or you have your real identity by understanding the actual nature of the self.
Ar tapatinti save su tikru savimi.
Other questions?
Nu, taip, at, kažkaip važiuodama, at, prisiminė mūsų tesnes paskaitas, nu, taip, at, negalėjau sudėlioti at, minčių. Iš tikrųjų, mes kaip ir turime klausyti savo širdies. Ir pačias Sankirtanos baktai pasakojo, kaip, reiškia, vienas baktas jautė, kad nu, jo širdis netraukė ten knygas nešti platinti. Bet jis vis tiek nuėjo ir kai atidarė, ten pasirodo buvęs afganistanietis, jį pistoletą nutaikė.
Ir man dabar klausimas, iš tikrųjų, tai jie parėmė to tą filosofiją, kad, nu, žodžiu, skorpionas turi įgelti, o reiškia platintojas ten, tipo, nu, platinti knygas. Tai kaip iš tikrųjų, ar vis dėlto turi klausyti savo širdies, ar vis dėlto žengti per save ir, ir nu, kaip pasakyti, neklausyti savo širdies. Kaip čia šioje situacijoje iš tikrųjų reikia elgtis?
Atsidavusiai platino knygas ir širdis sakė, kad nereikia eiti į tą būtą, bet jis vieną nuėjo ir tenais buvo ginkluotas žmogus, atsukęs jų ginklą. Ir buvo paaiškinta atsidavusiai, kad tokia yra dharma, kad skorpionas turi gelti, o paplatintas turi toliau platinti. Tad klausimas, ar vis dėlto reikia klausyti savo širdies, ar perlipti per save ir eiti. There was one story that a book distributor he was feeling that it's better not to go to this place, but he went, and there was man with gun, and he is chastising him with gun. So
a man a gun there.
Yes.
What happened? What did he do with the gun?
He just chastised him.
He shot?
No.
He chastised him.
Yes.
So, he didn't shoot.
No.
Okay.
So some devotees explained that there is some type of people like scorpions. They have to bite, but there is devotees anyway. They have to go and take this biting. So question is, should we follow our heart? And if we feel that it is not to do, it's better not to go. Or anyway, we have to go. Even if our heart say not to do this, we have to do it.
The difference is, there's one, we have two different influences. We have the super soul within who is guiding us, what to do and what not to do.
Mes turime du objektus, kurie mus įtakoja. Tai yra super siela, kuri sako iš vidaus, ką daryt, ko nedaryt.
That is pure.
Tai yra tyras.
We also have our own mental concoctions, which are based on karma.
Taip pat turime iš kitos pusės savo mentalinius susigalvojimus, kurių pagrindas ateina iš
karmos. They are impure.
Ir tai nėra tyra.
So, you see, you can be either a servant of your mind, or you can be a servant of the Paramatma.
Mes galime būti tarnu arba savo proto, arba Paramatmos.
A neophyte devotee can't tell the difference often between his mind and the Paramatma.
Dažniausiai neofitas niekaip negali pasakyti skirtumo tarp proto ir Paramatmos.
That's why he needs a spiritual master.
Todėl jam yra reikalingas dvasinis mokytojas.
Spiritual master is the external manifestation of the Paramatma.
Dvasinis mokytojas yra išorinė Paramatmos apraiška.
When in doubt, ask your guru.
Kai yra abejonė, paklaus guru.
And then you know you're engaged properly.
Ir žinosi, kad elgiesi tinkamai.
The neophyte, he may think he's following the Paramatma, but actually just following his own mental concoctions.
Neofitas gali mąstyti, kad seka Paramatma, bet iš tiesų tai jo protinį išsigalvojimą.
But when one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, then he can actually, he can follow the Paramatma from within it every minute. He can know exactly what he should do from the Paramatma's guidance.
Tačiau, kai žmogus pažengia dvasinėme, žinojame kiekvieną akimirką, jis yra vedamas Paramatmos.
That is for the realized soul.
Bet tai yra skirta realizuotam sielui.
Not for the neophyte.
Ne, neofitam.
The neophyte must follow his spiritual master.
Neofitas turi siekti savo dvasinį mokytoją.
Otherwise he may get shot.
Kitu atveju gali jam nušauti.
So we'll stop here.
Šiandien ir sustosim.
And we thank you very much. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Is Grace Mansangasha Digari Maharaj ki
jai.